something that's very expensive right. that you can't even use.
Right. So it's been frustrating.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
So I'm still living my life, but, you know, I'm trying to...
Getting that truck was a big deal. That was a big dream of yours.
Yeah. Hopefully one day it'll be fixed.
Yep. Oh, I know something else that I didn't know about until you came over as part of my... you and Sarge came over for a birthday cake celebration
Mister,
the other day.
Me and Mister. Downtown.
Oh, yes. Sarge was here. Now that's getting cut out. Or maybe not. Okay.
Don't cut it.
You and Mister came over to visit Sarge and me.
We sure did.
Yes, for my birthday, and brought a cake, and it was amazing. Mister made the, I mean, yeah, Mister. I'm getting all confused. Sound like that aunt in Bewitched.
Uh-huh. Clara.
Aunt Clara.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, what was that?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, I know something else that I didn't know about until you came.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4252 of the BFO for Wednesday the 22th of May 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day with dinner with the special guest and a voice letter.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a red, white, and blue good morning to you. Starters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're starters today because y'all, this coming weekend, y'all in the U.S. of A., it is Memorial Day weekend, and that's a time that we remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. But y'all, it's also become the unofficial start of summer, Big Fatty. So y'all, I guess you get ready to start the summer, Big Fatty. Y'all, I gotta tell you though, right now it's kind of nice here in Fatty. But y'all wishing us good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that first one was my Northeast Straight Daddy, Dan. And y'all, then our second greeting came from the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill. Got news from them today that they're going to come for a visit next month. And y'all, then the final good morning welcome, y'all. He thinks he's in charge of Meetapalooza. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he kind of is, but the Flopbo helps too. Y'all, that's Brian in the Bury, Big Fatty.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo, I'm asking you to stay in the train.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh,
showing off his big old pen.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Fatty the Pooh music. It's true. And y'all, you know, Fatty the Pooh is all about friendships and all. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, the mystery guest arrived and signed in. Big Fatty, what's my line? Yes, that's correct. Will our mystery guest enter and sign in, please? Big Fatty, you're showing your age. But anyway, y'all, Peterpotamus, Epilouie, if you will, and his husband Eric, y'all, they came over here to the villa. I don't know, it was probably somewhere between 4:30 p.m. in the evening and 5 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, they came with gift ads. Y'all, there must have been 36 homemade chocolate chip cookies. And Peterpotamus always has those for everybody at the Podcasters of America dinner. At the Colon Aid, but y'all, he brought those, and y'all, we had a little something to drink, and evidently Big Fatty poured a Big Fatty, like you always do, you poured a Capri Lounge level cocktail. Y'all, I didn't really think it was, but anyway. And after that, we headed out of Fat Acres down to the coal mine. Y'all, yeah, I had ever visited a coal mine, so I gave them the layman's tour, if you will. And we rode around in Ruby Red and saw some of the highlights. And from there, we drove into downtown Charleston and let them see the Battery. And we went by the market downtown. And then we saw the old coal mine, and y'all, then we headed over the big bridge to Mount Copacetic, and y'all, we went to the Page's Okra Grill. I had given them a choice of where they'd like to go, and that was selected, and y'all, it was a lovely meal that they treated Big Fatty to. Peterpotamus got him some fried green tomatoes, and then he had the fried scrimps platter, and Eric got the crab fried rice topped with fried scrimps, and y'all, it looked delicious. He said it was absolutely delicious. And Big Fatty had the fried pork chops with rice and gravy and fried okra, and y'all, and a biscuit, and y'all, I could only eat half of it, so I brought one pork chop and the biscuit home. And y'all, then we came back here to the villa, and we just chitter-chatted some more, and travel day is always a difficult day, and I think the day was beginning to catch up on with them. And I don't know, it was probably about 9:30 p.m. or may have even been a little bit later than that, that they said, "Big Fatty, would you go to sleep so we can leave?" And so they headed on back to their motel. And Big Fatty, what did Big Fatty do? Big Fatty, I watched the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. And y'all, I did that because I had taken the go-to-bed pills, but you know, you got to wait for them to kind of kick in. So I watched that, and by the time that was over, I guess I crawled into the chamber it was after I watched that, y'all, I caught the second half of Nora O'Donnell's Chitter Chat, you know, a Natterfest with the Pope. You know, I'm not. I'm not a religious or a not a. I don't feel like you have to go to a building on Sundays or Saturdays or whenever to be a good person. And but organized religion—that's the word I'm looking for. Big Fatty, that's actually two words. Well, anyway, and by the way, Poodle, Moose wished you a happy belated celebration. Oh, Big Fatty, you can always count on Moose. And so I watched that, y'all. So it was about 11 p.m. in the evening when I finally. Brought in the love chamber, but y'all, it was going down to 63 degrees Monday night, and y'all, I opened the windows in the love chamber, y'all, risking the arrival and visit by Whitman Tinker, y'all, I opened them up, y'all, fell right to sleep. Could not have told you if some y'all, in fact, I realized when I got up on two, I say no. Yes, too, I say Tuesday morning, y'all, I had forgotten to lock the back door of the villa. And so, I mean, anyone could have come in and taken advantage. Big Fatty, you forgot to turn the open sign on. Well, there is that. But anyway, woke up a little after six, and I piddled around on the island. In the bed, and y'all finally got up about 6:45, and I had my breakfast. Yeah, I toasted that leftover biscuit and put a lot of good Kerrygold butter on it, and had that, and y'all did my puzzles. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. The strands puzzle on two, I say choosy, y'all, it may have been one of the hardest ones yet. I'm not quite sure why it was so hard, but y'all, it was hard. And after that, y'all, I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, came in, took a little rest, and y'all, then I was off to my senior size class. Y'all, it was a light group today, and y'all, there's one of the exercises when we get down on the mats where you're laying on your back and you swing your legs up over your head as high as you can, and then you roll back and roll them back up and everything. And one of the times Big Fatty rolled his legs up and y'all, I was mortified. Big Fatty, not as much as the instructor was. Well, anyway, we just kept going. And y'all got to the end of that, and then I finished my nipple walk, did the big circle, came back, and y'all, I had the pork chop. I had the Pope Chop watched the end of The Price is Right. And, y'all, I was just piddling around doing some things here because Hortensia was due to come. And I just waited on her. Normally, I will have showered, and when she gets here, I'll go out and run some errands. But, y'all, I didn't need to. So she did her thing, and I did a few little things around the villa here. And, y'all, she's just left, and I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, Scotty, Aussie Butler. Sunday the 19th of May. And I'm pounding the streets, helping Ismail. No, don't be rude. I mean, walking, delivering his bloody junk mail, which I can tell you is so painful. And he gets such little money for it. And I get nothing for it. Anyway, I was just listening to your little show while I walked. And the Shy Yeti, where he did those, he got AI to do those songs for you. They were amazing. They were so good. I mean, John Ong can now be replaced because, wow, I can't believe it. And now, of course, I didn't push pause, so now the podcast is gone and I didn't get the URL. But maybe Kathy Bacon, if she ever pulls her finger out and hits record, maybe she could use that AI website thing to get a cool song. Anyway, thanks, Shy Yeti. I love those songs. They were cool. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all. Y'all, that of course was Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I agree with you. The songs that the artificial intelligence came up with, I thought they were quite good as well. And y'all, it's only a matter of time before somebody does a BFO episode that is created by AI. And y'all, Big Fatty, that could be the beginning of the end, or it could be the end of the beginning. Big Fatty, whatever. I may have to work on that. Well, anyway, y'all, do you think you'd be able to tell the difference between Big Fatty and an AI? I don't know. Big Fatty probably wouldn't quite as much. But yeah, Scotty, I think so too. And y'all, I saw Miss Bacon is, y'all, she's ready to pull the trigger. Big Fatty, I didn't know something was wrong. She's getting ready to start the award-winning podcast. Y'all, she's still struggling with a name. Big Fatty, how about Poodle's Best Friend Kathy Bacon's Podcast? I think that's an excellent idea. Or how about the Bacon Cousins, Patty and Kathy? Yes, Big Fatty. And, maybe they can how about the Nidraba podcast? Big Fatty, it sounds like Patty Bacon ought to do a podcast. Well, you know, worried sick about her. Y'all, who I tell you who I'm worried sick about, is that Gus Chad. But y'all, one person I am not worried sick about, or actually two people, y'all, that DJ Ron and Gary with two R's, y'all, I have received notification that they will be coming to Hot Dog Down the Hallway Weekend over at the Metropolis Center Demon Complex, and y'all, that should just be lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I look through the Von's East circular, and, you know, it's all picnic. It's the picnic kind of grill-out foods that are on sale. I don't know. Y'all, I don't know what I'm going to have at Foray, at Fatty's, but got to come up. Gotta come up with something. So, y'all, as soon as I hang this up, I'm gonna go get my shirt, and the Nip and I will be off to Shady Pines. And y'all, speaking of Shady Pines, you heard the boys at the beginning of today's little show from the enormous little show. And Holly, tell us something you know.
Oh, I know something else that I didn't know about until you came.
Where were you when I was doing that? Inappropriate touching.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.